Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
So I'm kind of stoked about all the feedback we got about the studio. So in case you missed last week's show, I'm seriously looking into buying a studio, a nice size building. Get to get away from this small little office we're in now that's kind of secreted in the middle of nowhere in kind of a bunker, almost like Levin's. And we'd be able to have a lot of you in the studio to watch the show if you'd be interested in that stuff. So I'll keep you updated on that. It's been a busy weekend in news. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a huge win. It was a huge win for conservatives. We got meat on the bone. Now we got to stick to it, stick to the plan, and make sure all of the concessions, we'll call them, made for a more prosperous America are stuck to by the establishment side. But it was a huge win. All of the naysayers now should keep quiet. The conservatives, chest out, chin up. You did a great thing last week in the speaker's race. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect yourself with the VPN I trust. Listen, does it make sense that the company who controls half of online retail also passively eavesdrops on your private conversations at home? What about the idea that a single company controls 90% of internet searches and gets to track everything you do on your smartphone? That's no good. Big tech profits by exploiting your personal data. Ladies and gentlemen, if something's free online, that means you're the product. Put a layer of protection between your online activity and these big tech juggernauts. Use ExpressVPN. Sadly, every site you visit, video you watch, or message you send gets tracked in data mine. But when you run ExpressVPN on your device, the software hides your IP address, making your activity harder to trace and sell to publishers. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your internet data to keep you safe from hackers on your network. Doesn't slow your connection. That's why it's rated the number one VPN by Mashable and TechRadar. Download the app on your phone or computer. Tap one button and you're protected. Protect yourself with the VPN I trust. Visit expressvpn.com/Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, and get an extra 3 months free in a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino. All right, Joseph, on this Monday, let's go.
It is Monday, Dan. Let's go.
Yes, sir. And I am Bob. I have been itching to get back on the show since my Saturday night show on Fox because so much happened. We got the win. We got a huge win in the speaker's race. We got a lot of concessions. Yes, McCarthy did pull it out. Obviously, if you would have listened to the show last week, many of you did. Thank you for that. We had tremendous listenership and viewership numbers last week. I preferred someone different. I would have preferred Jim Jordan. Obviously, I mean, said that last week. I also would have preferred Byron Donalds. But now that we've got a speaker, I'm also interested in tactics and moving the country forward. We got a country to govern, a country to fix. So we got to fix it. So let's do it. Before I get to that, I want to just talk again about gaslighting. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to kind of bookend the show with this today. The importance of gaslighting and all of this. What's gaslighting? You need to tattoo this on your cerebral cortex. So it's right there at the tip of your fingers immediately. When it's at the tip of your fingers and at the front of your brain right away, you'll know to recognize it when you see it. Gaslighting is getting people to believe in an alternate reality. In other words, not the reality, the real world, the fake world, the matrix world they want you to believe in, right? Who does this primarily? The media, in conjunction with the libs, academics, elitists, Hollywood types. They get you to believe that the world you live in isn't the real world. It's a liberal world that's a real one, where people are all benevolent. You can raise taxes on the rich to pay for all of this stuff, all that crap. School choice doesn't matter. The components of gaslighting are very simple. You have to lie about the world. You have to lie often about the world. You have to lie confidently about the world. But the critical component of gaslighting I brought up often is what, fellas? You should know this right away. Isolate people from the truth.
Yeah.
Because once people wake up from the matrix and they see the truth, they'll never go back. That happened this weekend. This is the one story is why I'm putting it at the front of the show. I was so itching to get back on the air and talk about it. So Biden, who now I think it's pretty clear wants to run for president again, which is on its face tragically comical. Tragic because the guy's in no condition to be doing anything, to be running a lemonade stand, no less being president. His cognitive condition is deteriorating by the day. But the fact that this guy, that's the tragic part, but comical because the man has absolutely no skills for the job whatsoever outside of the fact that he's a liar and a plagiarist. And he wants to run again. The border crisis, fentanyl crisis, inflation crisis, the economy, everything's been going bad with this guy. So he goes down to the border. You see the Daily Mail covered it. Rob Crilly, be in the newsletter today, bongino.com/newsletter if you want to check these stories out as always. He goes down to the border. Why did he go down to the border? Because of how I just opened it up. Because Biden wants to run for president again. You guys know how those two stories are connected? You know, all right? So he doesn't want to be up on the debate stage with Trump or DeSantis or anyone else. And he doesn't want to have to answer the question, did you go to the border? Ladies and gentlemen, that's the only reason he went to the border. That's why he went on a weekend during a news cycle dominated by the Speaker of the House race, hoping you'd forget about it. I didn't forget about it. So he chose El Paso because there's apparently some Democrats down there that'll be willing to help him out a little bit. He chose El Paso and he went down there. And as the Daily Mail reported, crisis? What crisis? El Paso clears migrant camps ahead of Biden's trip to the border. As frustrated agents say, numbers always fall in January. He might as well have gone to Des Moines. Gaslighting. Biden running again. Tie it all together. He needs to isolate you from the truth. So the whole purpose of going to El Paso to see the immigration crisis where the city's been overrun by illegal immigrants is to what, gents? Is to actually see the immigration crisis. Now, it's like going to see an art show and clearing the walls of any actual art. You go to the immigration hot zone to see how bad it is, not to wink and nod to El Paso local officials and say, hey, clean up the city so we can go down there and walk around and make the situation look better than it really is. They are isolating you from the truth. This was done strategically in January on a weekend in the midst of a big news cycle with the Speaker of the House race so you would never see it and so he can run for president again and say on the debate stage, I'm all over this. I've been down to the border. Look, here's the footage. It's not that bad down there. Folks, if this sounds like the kind of stuff that happens in North Korea with government agitprop and propaganda and the media playing along the entire time, then you'd be absolutely right.
Yes, sir.
Notice how only conservative and kind of right-leaning news outlets, right, are reporting on this at all. You will hear nothing from media people who are acting exactly like Pravda and the North Korea Media Act. Kim Jong-un goes to a Potemkin village, right? Everybody's starving to death. The day before, they tell everyone, you better clap. And by the way, if you're the first one to stop clapping, we're putting you up against the wall, putting a bullet in your head. Everybody's like, ah! And the media is like, ah! This is our media. Clear the streets. The only people reporting on it are conservative media outlets. Other media outlets pretending to be journalists are making pretend this is all going to go away. I just want to remind you again, by the way, for the third time, because I've been getting tons of questions on this. There are some people out there who still can't believe this is real. Tie it all together as we move into the speaker's race and all the massive concessions we got, right? The reason we fought conservatives in that speaker's race for more rules going forward to restrain the government from its out-of-control spending and garbage policymaking is precisely because of stuff like this, which ties to the border and Joe Biden fake visiting the border to gaslight you. People don't believe this is real. The omnibus spending bill just signed, where all of these crap things are thrown into a bill at the same time in this witch's brew of garbage, right, called an omnibus. In there was buried this little gem. So whenever Biden tells you he's fighting for more money to secure the border and Republicans are stopping him, nonsense. This is in the bill signed. None of the funds provided in the subsection of this bill shall be used to acquire, maintain, or extend border security technology and capabilities. It's right there, folks. It's in the, look at the show on Rumble. We had another 100,000 followers last week on Rumble. Rumble.com/Bongino. Look, it's right there. The funds that Biden says he's fighting for Republicans, the reason they won't give it to him is because they're prohibiting the funds to be used for actual border security. It's in the freaking bill. Look at it yourself. It's right there. Hat tipped, Republican Congressman Dan Bishop for exposing this on his Twitter account. Let's tie it all together as we move on to the speaker thing. Biden's gaslighting, Biden's lying, Biden's doing this to run for president again. Conservatives are a smaller wing of the House of Representatives, but a larger wing of the Republican Party in general in the country. A lot of rhinos win primaries. I wish they didn't, but they do. They have an outsized presence. A good portion of the Republican Party is conservative. We leveraged our power, even though it was small, to get better rules to prevent an omnibus like this, where stuff like this gets stuffed in there and nobody sees it till after the fact. They said, we're not doing omnibus crap anymore. We're going to do 12 individual bills through the normal appropriations process, which is the way it's supposed to happen, through committee, so people can see stuff like this, debate it on television, and expose it before anyone signs it. We won. I'm getting tired of all the negative Nancys on the Republican side. Oh my gosh, we had a few days of chaos and infighting. Extremists stopped us. Chaotic. Really? I'll get back to the whole gaslighting thing on the vaccine and stuff and some other issues in a minute, but now I want to get to this part. Why we fought against things like the omnibus and why the speaker's race was so important. What did I tell you last week? And I hope a lot of you took it to heart. That if you're out there on Twitter and your social media, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, whatever it is, and you're promoting this, oh, this is chaos, extremists holding us hostage. You are parroting left-wing narratives. And let me just tell you something. From strategy, SWOT analysis, and political battlefield tactics here, when you are repeating the narrative of your opponents, you are probably screwing up. I don't know how some moderate McCarthy folks didn't understand that. Here's what I mean. Here's the whip on the Democrat side, Catherine Clark, this far leftist, right? On CNN. I want you to listen to the specific talking points she's sure to get out. And I want you to say to yourself, gosh, this kind of sounds like some of the establishmentarians on the Republican side, what they were saying. We got to get the why are you bringing this up now? The fight's over. Because, folks, we have to get better at this in the future. We have to get better at this in the future. And unless we learn to recognize it and expose it, nothing's going to change. We finally got some changes. You should be proud. Here, listen to talking points to the left. And you're going to say to yourself, gosh, this sounds like some of the establishmentarians. Check this out.
You know, we have shown, Jake, that Democrats stand ready at all times to work for the American people. And it is exactly the American people and the solutions they need to meet the challenges that were completely left out of the speaker's chaos we saw this week. It not only endangered our country's national security, but it also showed that the keys have been handed over to extremists.
You catch it? I had to write them all down. I'm going to make sure I didn't miss him. So this is a radical leftist leadership on the House Democrat side. Excuse me. They're approved talking points because they're like the Borg. They think with a hive mind, unlike Republicans who were uniquely liberty-minded, entrepreneurial, and we believe in individual liberty. We don't think like the Borg, and I'm proud of that. I said it in Fox and Friends this weekend. She's already out there parroting the talking points. This is chaos. That the national security was at risk. National security. This is the party that invented the Russia hoax, spied on the president, and wasted the FBI's time for 6 years spying on Americans and censoring them on social media. Hard pass, Kathy Clark. Hard pass on your national security nonsense. Oh. She's made that up, by the way. And then you're all extremists. As I said to you last week, listen, folks, I'm not good at a lot, but I'm good at this, okay? I'm okay at some stuff, but I am really, really good. I'm sorry, self-praise things. I should stop that. We are, the whole team, because everybody picks it out. Joe's been in this business a long time. Guy's been in it long enough. And when you run for office and there's a real penalty, you learn to recognize this stuff really quick. When you see a Democrat-approved narrative and we're repeating it, it's probably a bad idea. Now, one of the people who, listen, she has some good moments and bad moments. I won't pile on, but Nancy Mace really was an embarrassment this weekend. Nancy Mace is a Republican congresswoman from South Carolina. She's had some good moments. When she has good moments, we feature her on the show. We did Joe Cut the Video, 4 weeks ago? Her going after that activist. It was great.
Yeah.
This, however, this weekend was a total embarrassment. She was on the air talking about Gates being a fraud. I'll get to in a second how she's talking about, I may hold up this new rules package. The whole caucus just basically agreed to this thing, and now you're going to vote against it? I'll show you what she claims she's voting against. But I want you to notice the framing in this Hill article to show you again how these people aren't serious. When conservatives fight for conservative causes, and they get conservative causes accomplished, like new rules which will restrain government spending. And I'll show you all of this in a minute. I'm going to put meat on the bone. You notice how they're framed as chaos agents, national security risks, and extremists. Yet when now Nancy Mace, who we want to get the business of governing done, these agreements have been made. Nancy Mace, who's a more establishment, kind of McCarthyite wing of the party, Nancy Mace says, well, listen, I may be holding this stuff up. All of a sudden, the framing is totally different of Nancy Mace. She's not a chaos agent. Look at this. The Hill.
Chaos.
GOP rep Nancy Mace. What backroom deals were cut to secure speakership for McCarthy? Backroom deals? You mean the deals we watched happen live on Fox News as they did it on live television? Backroom deals. You mean nobody knew about this? They were reported everywhere. But you notice the framing. Get the framing here. God not only knows how many deals Nancy Mace cut, backroom deals, right? But that doesn't matter. So here, Nancy Mace says she's nervous about backroom deals cut here. Says she's considering holding back her support of a House Rules package. Oh, really? Does that make her an extremist? A chaos agent? A national security risk? She says she saw a small faction cutting backroom deals. What deals were cut? Folks, this is just a humiliating, horrible embarrassment. Now, listen, Nancy Mace, as I said about our guys, the actual conservatives, was elected by a constituency in South Carolina, and Nancy Mace has the right to speak out, period. Unlike Nancy Mace, I actually believe in your ability to speak out. She doesn't believe in anyone else's. She only believes in hers. Now, the interesting thing is 20 people objected to Kevin McCarthy. Only her and Tony Gonzalez at this point, another Republican, appear to be vocally, openly objected to the rules package. And yet Nancy Mace feels the need to speak out, even though she says the other 20 who are 18 more than her and Tony Gonzalez don't have the right to speak. This is really weird. It's almost like they're phonies. So what exactly is Nancy Mace fighting against? Well, let's check it out. This is interesting. Washington Times article. I want you to read this one. This is an important article. It's in the newsletter today. Again, Bongino.com/newsletter. And if you are a constituent of Nancy Mace in South Carolina, my recommendation would be to respectfully give her a call and an email today to her office and ask her what specific thing in this deal that she says was a back room. Yet, Joe, this is really weird. It was such a backroom deal that almost everyone in the media seems to have the details of it, including Ramsey Touchberry from the Washington Times. So strange. Yeah. Such a backroom deal. Weird. I reported. Weird. I beat you to the punch on it. Almost. I think I got the W out before you. But so weird that Joe and I reported on it last week. Such a backroom deal. We already knew about it. So I want you to ask Nancy Mace what specifically she objects to. So here's just some of the things they cover. I won't even go through all of them. We covered them last week. But among the deals, known as a measure that weakens the speaker's power by allowing any one member to force a vote on vacating the chair. That sounds like a good thing to me. That was only the rule for what? Congress upon Congress upon Congress until Nancy Pelosi changed it? Remember, forcing a vote on vacating the chair doesn't mean you vacate the chair. It means you're going to force a vote on the floor. You still need a majority to get rid of them. What's wrong with that? Does she object to a reinstatement of the ability for lawmakers to offer amendments on appropriations? Sounds good to me. I'd like that. Cleaning up bills via the amendment process? What about a mandated 72-hour window to review legislation before a vote? She object to that? 72 hours? I'd like it to be longer. What about a promise to vote on a bill to invoke term limits on members of Congress? She object to that? Fair enough. Put it down on paper. Tell us. Tell us what you object to. Oh, there's more. Here, from the Washington Times article. Again, this was the backroom deal everybody seems to know about. Some backroom deal. McCarthy also agreed to cap government spending at 2022 levels. Does she object to that? To create a subcommittee to investigate the Justice Department and to put more Freedom Caucus representation on certain committees? Put it down on paper, Nancy. We'd love to see it. I'd love to see exactly what you object to. Exactly. If you're in South Carolina, please give her office a ring, send her an email, and ask her what she objects to. I'd love to see it. Folks, again, when you're parroting liberal talking points like this about chaos and extremists and backroom deals, you're probably not doing the tactically efficient thing. If your battlefield enemy wants you to scatter in a certain direction because they have an ambush waiting for you, and you're scattering in that direction, you're probably not doing the right thing. Just a note. I'll show you what I mean again in a second with a just ridiculous liberal talking head, Mara Gay, who hilariously writes for the New York Times, how she's blaming the whole thing here. The conservative holdouts who got these massive concessions, which are a good thing. She's blaming it on what? Racism, of course.
There we
Gotta hit the R button. Yeah, of course. I mean, come on, Joe. Definitely racist.
Yeah.
Let me get to this first. Today's show also brought to you by GetRefunds.com. You own a business? Well, it's been a bumpy ride. The pandemic, inflation, you could use a break. And innovation refunds can help. If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. It's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. How do you cut through the red tape and get your business the refund money? You go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too. They do all the work with no charge up front and simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com. Thanks, GetRefunds.com. We appreciate it. Okay, so here is leftist talking head commentator. I'll show you who she really is in a minute. You're going to laugh. Person with probably a double-digit IQ, I would guess. But she writes for the New York Times, and she realizes that she can attack these GOP holdouts who got concessions, even though McCarthy won. It was a huge win for us. And, of course, she's jealous and envious because they want to spend money. They don't want caps on spending. They want to bankrupt the United States. That's their thing. So, of course, she's got to go to a it's racist card. Check this out.
I've been thinking about watching this ordeal unfold is Fox News's impact not only on the Republican Party, but actually also on Republican voters. I mean, what must the voters who sent these individuals to Washington think of our government?
Right.
If this is who they sent. I mean, when you talk to some of these individuals, you get a sense that, you know, well, politicians are all crooks anyway, and the government's a joke anyway, or you know what, let's burn it to the ground. And really, you know, that's what these people were sent to do, or to make a mockery of it. I mean, the other element here you touched upon a couple minutes ago, which is just that some of these individuals were people who were really only elected based on a litmus test to stop the tide of diversity in the country, the browning of America, the fears that surround that. And so they were not elected to go do the work of government. And you're seeing that now.
Guy said it, Joe. Mara Gay is stunned that conservatives aren't for bigger, more expansive, bankrupt government. She's shocked. And she writes for the New York Times. This is a stunning revelation for her. She's like, they were sent up there to be chaos agents, destroy it all, burn it all down. And by the way, they're racist too. You know, and again, Mara Gay's really not that bright. Why would you say that, Dan? Why would you say she's not that bright? Well, I don't have to speculate. I can just show you Mara Gay doing Mara Gay stuff. Here was Mara Gay a while back on with Brian Williams. You know Brian Williams, John J. Rambo of our time. The guy who's, he's like Teddy Ruxpin. You stick a quarter in him, he tells you a story. She was on with Brian Williams. This is Mara Gay. These are the people that the Nancy Maces of the world, sadly, are parroting the talking points of. These are the exact same people. They're parroting the talking points. Here's Mara Gay, who can't even do basic math with Brian Williams. Check this out.
You see it as a possibility if he wants to spend $1 billion beating this guy, he could do it.
Absolutely. Somebody tweeted recently that actually with the money he spent, he could have given every American $1 million.
I've got it. Let's put it up on the screen. When I read it tonight on social media, it kind of all became clear. Bloomberg spent $500 million on ads. U.S. population, 327 million. Don't tell us if you're ahead of us on the math. He could have given each American $1 million and have had lunch money left over. It's an incredible way of putting it.
It's an incredible way of putting it. It's true. It's disturbing.
Erroneous. Thank you, Vince. It is erroneous. And it's an incredible way of putting it because it's so stupid and ridiculous how you managed to derive those figures from that. This isn't even complicated math. It wasn't like they asked you for like a fifth order derivative in a complicated like calculus. This was basic math. This is Mara Gay, who stunned conservatives, advanced conservatism. And Guy brought up another point, which is true. They just don't understand us. It's a point we've made on the show often. It's that old Jonah Goldberg piece he wrote, which we bring up all the time. I'm not a huge fan of Jonah, but he's done some good stuff in the past. And he wrote this article about how smokers, how we got smoking to largely stop in the country, the scale it was, because everybody knew a smoker and knew how to speak to them. But he was contrasting it with liberals who just never seemed to understand conservatives, gun owners, pro-life advocates. Why? Because they think we are bad people with ideas, not people with bad ideas. So if it's a bad person and not a bad idea, or a bad person with a bad idea, it doesn't really matter. You're not interested in negotiating with bad people. That's it. That's why Marek A. has no idea who we are, believes we're all racist, doesn't understand anything about us at all, and humiliates herself on TV by not understanding how, you know, 3 + 3 = 6. Now, you may be saying, and fair enough, because I like to give you non-slanted coverage. I had a, you know, listener, if I may be candid for a moment, listener and viewer communications, emails, tweets, and Facebook messages, I take a lot of it to heart. I've had other hosts in the space who've been doing it a lot longer than me. They say, Dan, ignore that stuff. Do your own show. I can't. The show is for you. And when people get upset about something, it matters. Even if it's one person, it probably drives you crazy because you're like, why are you letting one person dominate the show? But someone sent me a Facebook message last week during the radio show and said, Dan, you're giving slanted coverage of the speaker's race. Folks, I really tried to pull myself out of my own, you know, we're all living in bubbles for a second. I said, am I? I'm a conservative. I've admitted that. I told you who I wanted. I wanted Jim Jordan or someone else. I didn't get it. But I'm also candid and was honest last week that we don't have the votes either. We only had 20 votes. We needed 218 or 216, depending on the present votes, right? Now that we got McCarthy, though, we got McCarthy, which wasn't my choice, but we got McCarthy, but we got these concessions. A fair question for you to ask on the conservative side would be, okay, great. How do we make sure the concessions stick now that Nancy Mace is already threatening to sabotage the deal? Okay, well, that's fair enough. Well, the deal's not going to happen unless the 20 holdouts vote for the rules package too. Now, folks, do you really think Kevin McCarthy, as his first move after the chaos the left says was last week in the Nancy Mace's of the world, right? You think his first move, he wants his rules package to go down in flames? It might, if the conservatives don't vote for it too, which would make him look even worse. Washington Times, Chip Roy, who's one of us, Republican conservative congressman out of Texas, he'll be on my radio show today, warns McCarthy that the GOP is going to enforce the deal to secure his speakership. Can I guarantee you, like sealed in blood, be blood brothers? Remember that show? Can I guarantee you in a blood pact that every single stipulation this deal is going to hold? Folks, I can't. I would, if I, betting on Congress to keep its word is, that's just suicide. You're just asking to die on that one. Bet my life on it. You will be struck down by lightning immediately. Having said that, they do have the weapons to do it now. And it's an imperfect process. This is the best we had. And keep in mind, these 20 holdouts can throw this deal out in a heartbeat and move to vacate or do what they need to do if the rules package is pushed through. We just got to get Nancy Mace and them to get on board. Chip Roy, who's never shown a... Roy hasn't... he hasn't disappointed us. I got, you know, I believe they're going to do their best. I'm not promising anything. I'm not up there on Capitol Hill, folks. I've been disappointed by congressmen in the past, including this guy, Dan Crenshaw, who thankfully apologized for calling colleagues and us conservatives out there terrorists and enemies. Yeah.
All right.
We'll see how sincere that apology is. Crenshaw's got a history. Joe, that was very, Joe was like,
It was a sincere hand clap.
It was effusive praise from Joe. Joe was very excited about that apology. I'm not really sure that apology, whatever we're going to call it, is going to stick from Crenshaw, but whatever. As I said, I believe in tactics. We need Crenshaw. We need his vote to move the country actually forward, not like progressives say their version of progress is regress. So we'll see. But know this. You can rely on this show for an honest take on what's happened. And listen, I love Chip Roy. I love these guys. I'm a big fan of Lauren Boebert and them too. But if they turn around and flip on us, and which I don't see happening, and become rhinos too, I'd call them out too. And they know that. They'd do the same to me. And I'd expect that. Now, I want to get back to framing in a second. And I got a bunch of other stories to get to, including vaccine gaslighting, They're losing their minds. This case of athletes dying unexpectedly, some of them, and dropping on the field, has libs in an absolute panic. A panic because they just don't want you to ask any questions. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to framing. Got a lot more to get to. Don't go anywhere. And I got Hakeem Jeffries and possibly the worst speech I have ever heard from the House floor trying to frame up who the Democrats are. He thinks he's framing the Republicans versus the Democrats, but it's really, he makes the Democrats look bad. It's awesome. Preparewithdan.com. What is that? Well, folks, get your emergency food today. It's a preparedness site. Some people run from danger. Some people face it head on. In today's world, make sure you face it head on. Part of being prepared and smart preparedness is emergency food, the kind that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, so it's ready when you need it. My Patriot Supply, they're the nation's largest preparedness company. And right now, they're knocking $200 off their three-month emergency food kit just in time for the you-know-what-to-hit-the-fan moment. I love this company. I've been a customer of them for a long time. I bought a lot of emergency food from them because I want to be prepared. The food's great. The customer service is great. And this is a really steep discount. So I urge you to go today to preparewithdan.com. Check this offer off your list. Get prepared. Don't wait. It's better to have this stuff and not need it than to need it and not have it. This day comes and your kids are looking at you going, where's the food? You don't want to say I didn't get it. So do yourself a favor. Go to preparewithdan.com. Save $200 on a three-month emergency food kit. At this price, get one kit per person in your family. These kits are in stock and they ship fast and free. Get prepared, folks. I practice what I preach here. This is not a joke. This is real. Save $200 per kit when you go to preparewithdan.com. Get one kit for each member of your family. Emergency food kit. Preparewithdan.com. Go today. Preparewithdan.com. So Playbook, which is the liberal Bible, sent this out this weekend. And it's kind of hilarious. It shows you again the framing. How they're just so eager to paint everyone as chaos agents and extremists. I just want to throw this out there quickly. The clock starts ticking on McCarthy's speakership. Here, you see it again, Joe? Here's Playbook from Sunday. The chaotic past week. You see how the talking point went out. The chaotic past week is just a prelude to what's shaping up to be an equally unstable, this is the new one, unstable, unstable next 2 years in the House. Then they note these four dynamics. So again, if you're a conservative, or a Republican, and you're parroting chaos and unstable. No, a lefty focus group told you to say that. I just want you to understand. You can say it, I believe in the First Amendment, and I'll defend your right to say it. I just want you to understand you're parroting what the left wants. And notice how they consider this unstable. So they cover what happened on the Rules Committee, something I haven't gotten into the wonkery of, because it's kind of complicated. I had to do some homework on it myself. So we got three seats, conservatives, on the House Rules Committee. You're like, oh, why is that important? Who cares? Well, it's a big deal because even as Politico notes in their chaos, instability argument, that since the 60s, the Rules Committee, which oversees the floor process and decides which amendments are considered, has been viewed as the Speaker's Committee, Joe, with each member handpicked by the leader and genuflecting to his will. Now, conservatives eager to flex their domination will dominate that panel and operate independently of leadership, effectively wielding veto power over legislation. Well, okay, that sounds good. That sounds awesome. What's the problem with that? It's unstable. This is chaos. You see how if liberals did this, they'd be celebrating AOC and the squad and their efforts to tilt legislation towards a more liberal direction. But when conservatives do it, it's unstable. It's chaotic. Trying to control our impending bankruptcy and control government spending. I just want one final reminder before I move on that this is exactly what we're fighting. I want you to listen to this lunatic, Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat congressman from New York, the minority leader. Here's Jeffries in one of the worst speeches I've ever heard. He's trying to contrast the Democrat versus the Republican Party. But I want you to remember as you're listening to this, everything he says the Democrats are and the Republicans aren't is the other way around. He's describing the Democrat Party to a T in a case of absolute projection here. Check this out.
House Democrats will always put American values over autocracy, benevolence over bigotry, the Constitution over the cult, democracy over demagogues, economic opportunity over extremism, freedom over fascism, governing over gaslighting, hopefulness over hatred, inclusion over isolation, justice over judicial overreach, knowledge over kangaroo courts, liberty over limitation.
I had to cut the alphabet off because he goes on for another minute with this nonsense. But just if you get a second and listen to that again, and I want you to just pay really close attention to each one, how he's describing the Democrats and yet gaslighting, again, lying to people, lying often, lying confidently and isolating people from the truth, has America believing that they're the party of tolerance, that they're that the party that spies on other people, wants religious people thrown in jail, wants everyone canceled, loves censorship. They want you to actually believe that they're the party doing the opposite. Again, it's tragically comical watching all these idiots. One of the worst speeches I've ever heard. Now, back to the importance of gaslighting the liberals, why it's so critical. I opened up the show talking about this today, this gaslighting venture at the border. Gaslighting is important because in order to get people to believe broken policies will work, you have to get them to believe that when these policies were enacted in the past, they didn't result in the horror you're seeing today. In other words, a perfect example is a vaccine. The endless pushing of vaccine mandates, mask mandates, jam this thing in your arm, despite the fact that any sound epidemiologist, regardless of their take on the vaccine, if they're speaking honestly on a polygraph and not doing the propaganda, and that's hard to find these days, will tell you that this thing was expedited on a fast timeline, this vaccine. A timeline we haven't really seen in modern times for a vaccine to be used at this widespread level of use. No serious person's going to tell you otherwise. No one. This was a unique situation. And you know unique is one of the, oddly, one of the most overused words in the English language, which is weird. But this was a very unique situation in our time. To have the technology, the mRNA technology, that's only now, wasn't around 100 years ago. And because pandemics aren't new, but pandemics with this kind of technology were. To have them married up and have the technology rushed to market in this specific vaccine and to have hundreds of millions of people be forced to take this thing was a unique situation in human history. Because of that unique situation, we should be uniquely open to getting feedback on how that situation worked out, but we're not. You dare ask questions about any athlete, younger person that's suffering myocarditis or any potential complication from the vaccine. And folks, you are in a world of trouble with the left. They will come after you in a minute because as Hakeem Jeffries said, they're the party of tolerance, right? And science? Well, science is a longitudinal process where you get to see the results of things. They don't want you to see the results of anything. I was reading a story this weekend. Forgive me, I don't mean to get into asides, but I was going through Twitter for some show prep. And there's a lady who's an admitted diehard lib pro-vaccine person. It was on a reputable site. It wasn't like some made-up story or anything like that. And she gives her, I think it was her husband, gets the vaccine, has a stroke the next day. She doesn't attribute it to the vaccine, but she says, you know, I was at least curious. Keep in mind, this lady's a diehard lib, admittedly. So she starts asking questions and she says, listen, I think we should port this to the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Events Database, just in case, you know? She said that she was attacked by pretty much everyone in her field. You can't do that. If you do it, the vaccine people are going to start asking questions. This is who they are. Perfect example. Everybody's a racist, right? Mara Gay said so because they know what? That at least 10, 20 years ago, calling someone a racist used to shut every single conversation down. Now we're so used to it because it's such BS. We just laugh at Mara Gay now. She's not the only one. So the Bills player, DeMar Hamlin, who collapsed on the field, and let me be absolutely clear, because I actually believe in science. We don't know why yet, because nobody's told us. The doctors may know why. Could have been a congenital thing, pre-existing heart condition. Could have been something totally unrelated we haven't seen. Could have been the vaccine. I don't know, but I'd like to know, because Joe, that's called science.
Yeah.
You asked that question, you are definitely a racist. Here, Scientific American. No way. No, that's the real. This is the magazine, online magazine, Scientific American. DeMar Hamlin's collapse highlights the violence black men experience in football. Here we go. Here's the
narrative. Oh my gosh.
Here it is. Here it is. This was sent to me by the production. Who sent this? Was this you, Gee, or is this Jim? This was Gee's. This was a Gee special. By the way, this isn't the only one. I started doing some homework on. Did you notice it? There's like five or six of these articles out there now. You ask questions about DeMar Hamlin. Definitely a racist. Don't even go there. It's starting already, folks. Now, I'm going to get to this video. I want you to watch Fauci. He did an appearance this past week with Major Garrett. And I want you to see how they set it up right now, that you're a conspiracy theorist, that you're crazy if you start asking questions about any of these athletes dying early. And they're already establishing the field work here that they're going to come after you if you dare to do actual science, which involves the question asking and answering process. That's what science is. Let me get to my last sponsor first. I got a great night's sleep last night. You probably tell by the Monday energy. It was really eager. I went to sleep at 8 o'clock last night. That's like an infant. When you receive your Helix mattress, you'll be obsessed with it. It's quick and fun to unbox. You're going to love it. You won't believe how well you'll sleep. I can vouch for that. Wake up feeling rested and refreshed with a Helix mattress. Helix Sleep, they have this quick quiz. It matches your body type and sleep preferences. It's the perfect mattress for you. Everybody's unique. Helix knows that. They have several different mattress models to choose from, and the mattresses come right to your door, shipped for free. You don't have to go to a mattress store again. Just go to this website, Helix, that's H-E-L-I-X, helixsleep.com/Dan. That's helixsleep.com/Dan. They have a 10-year warranty. You'll sleep like a baby. Get to try it out for 100 nights, risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it. You will. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never far away. Sleep, so critical. For a limited time, Helix is offering up to $350 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for listeners to this program. It's their best offer yet. So hurry on over to helixsleep.com/Dan. All right. As I said, I want to play this video for you. This is Major Garrett, I believe, from CBS, and Fauci. Again, they have, keep in mind, they're talking about the Damar Hamlin tragic case. Guy collapsed on the field. He's up and talking now. Thank the Lord. We don't know if it had anything to do with the vaccine. We don't, nobody knows. The doctors may know, but we don't. I want you to keep in mind, Major Garrett doesn't know that, and either does Fauci. But listen to how confident they are that this is all a conspiracy theory. Check this out.
As I want to do in moments like that, I kept an eye on Twitter. And I can't tell you exactly how many minutes transpired, but it was less than 20 before people on Twitter began to say, well, clearly the vaccine caused his seizure. And that had a multiplier effect on Twitter, as these things tend to do. What's your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction is one of concern about...
Isn't it horror? Borderline? More than concern?
Yeah, it's horror that misinformation and disinformation, when you have a platform like social media that exponentially spreads in its best form, proper and important and value-added information can spread, which is good.
Yes.
The thing as a public health person and as a physician and a scientist, and my identity as a physician is the thing that gets pained the most by that. Because what that means, Major, is that yet again, another conspiracy theory, complete nonsense, is going to have some people make a decision for themselves and their family not to get vaccinated.
So Joe and Jim both cut these things up. Jim for the radio show, Joe for the podcast. I forget, was it you or him? One of them said to me, like, you know, I usually cut the pauses out of these things just for, you know, because it doesn't affect the content and it just flows.
Yeah.
It's like I left them in because, was that you who told me that? Like Major Garrett is just so weird asking the question. He's just like, and keep in mind at the end, he's setting it up like he's deliberating on something he doesn't know. He has no... Folks, do you understand Major Garrett and Fauci have no idea why Damar Hamlin dropped on the field? None. They have none. Or if they do, they didn't say it. But Fauci's convinced that it's nonsense and a conspiracy theory if you even mention the vaccine. Oh, how's that science? Folks, if he knows that, please... Because I get nervous about this stuff too, about the vaccine. It's affected a lot of people in my life. If this has nothing to do with the vaccine, folks, that's great. That's not bad news. If, am I crazy, guys? No, who the hell wants to hear that? Oh yeah, he died because of vaccine. No one wants
Nobody
to hear
wants
that.
To hear that? No.
No. So how do, if you know that, will you tell us? But he doesn't know that. But he's convinced if you even ask the question, you're a crazy person. This is unbelievable. Here's again how I know the gaslighting's begun. And as I've said to you before, the minute you tell me not to talk about something, I talk about it twice because now I know you're hiding something. Whenever you see Taylor Lorenz or Brandi Zadrozny two misinformation specialists pretending to be journalists. Whenever you see them freaking out on the news about you talking about a story like athletes and the vaccine, you should ask the question 10 times instead of twice, because it means they're hiding something. They have been on the wrong side of almost every significant scandal of our time. Here's the Drosnin again. You're asking questions. You guys are crazy conspiracy theorists. Here, I'm going to show you why. Check this out.
How did this lie even get its start? Because you're seeing it, especially in the athletic world, right? You've got Utah Jazz Hall of Famer John Stockton, who says falsely that these healthy athletes are just collapsing because of the shot. How did this even get legs in the first place?
So this started, as far as I can tell, around fall 2021. What happened was people started making these collections of videos where they would mash up different players falling on the field. And that's like really visceral, as we all saw Monday night. When someone collapses, it really gets you. And that's really that feeling of is where misinformation thrives. It's fear of the unknown and something that looks really scary, right? And so we saw that happening a lot in 2021. And then we saw it just increase throughout the year.
Folks, again, when you see these people, these self-appointed media gatekeepers, the Taylor Lorenzes of the world, the Brandy Zadrosnys, telling you shut the door, lock the door, throw the key away to any questions on what may be happening to all of these young men. And it happens more to men than women, but also others as well, not just men. Men, it's children who are coming down with this myocarditis. Then you know you need to ask more questions. And the crazy thing is, fellas, they don't seem to get it, that it's their efforts to crush the beach ball and keep it underwater that's leading to the beach ball exploding out of the water. If they would just stop stigmatizing everyone and attacking everyone who asks questions, we wouldn't see it as suspicious, and maybe we'd listen to what they have to say. The fact that they don't get this is just hilarious. Here's how they ensure, by the way, that only approved government left-wing socialist communist narratives see the light of day. Did you catch this weekend? This isn't the Twitter files. This is that lawsuit the Missouri Attorney General filed against government censorship with Facebook. Did you see the gems coming out of this? This is with the Twitter files. The lawsuit's been kind of subordinated for a week or so. You should be watching this thing. The Missouri Attorney General filed this lawsuit. In the discovery phase, they got all the emails from government, between the government and these social media companies, and some of the gems coming out are unbelievable, even by our own standards. Now, the suggestion anymore, here's the left's talking point on the Biden administration, and candidly, other people in government, even some in the Trump administration. I don't think Trump knew about it. But people in the Trump administration who were swampies were still doing this. It's not just here. The suggestion by the left with the Twitter files expose, guys, I want you to understand what their response is going to be, is, oh, when we told them Twitter and Facebook, you know, it'd be a good idea if you did this, it was all voluntary. Folks, garbage. The government cannot wink and nod and say, it'd be a real shame if your place burned down if you don't censor this person. But even if you were to accept that ridiculous narrative that it was voluntary, it wasn't. That's already been documented in court case after court case. The government can't even imply this kind of stuff. It's assumed pressure. You understand? Throw that argument out too. Here's Rob Flaherty, Biden's White House digital director. That's his job, to monitor social media. Here, emailing people at Facebook. Hey, since we've been on the phone, the top post about vaccination today is Tucker Carlson saying they don't work. And yesterday it was Tommy Lahren saying she won't take one. This is exactly why I want to know what reduction actually looks like. Here is, now you're into, look, Rob Flaherty, director of digital strategy, the White House, from his official government email address. Now your argument, even that it was implied, is out the window. You look like a fool. Here is the White House digital director directly calling for someone, Tommy Lahren and Tucker Carlson, to be censored by reduction of distribution of their content. Your argument, your entire argument falls apart. The Wall Street Journal covered this. The White House censorship machine. Here, it gets even worse. Apparently, Flaherty emailed a Facebook executive saying, quote, you're hiding the ball. linking to a Washington Post article about Facebook spreading about vaccine hesitancy, as the paper put it. Flaherty said, I think there's a misunderstanding. The executive wrote back, I don't think this is a misunderstanding. Flaherty replied, we are gravely concerned your service is one of the top drivers of vaccine hesitancy, period. We want to know what you're trying. We want to know how we can help. And we want to know that you're not playing a shell game. That'd be a lot easier if you just be straight with us. Folks, this is straight up intimidation. This is right. So true. There you go, Gee. Gee wins the award for the day. Joe, it's been Joe 99. Gee gets it today, Joe. I'm sorry. Usually he'll come in with a motley and take it. Gee's like, damn, this is just straight up mafia talk. Man, it'd be a real shame if this didn't work out for you guys. It'd be a real shame if Facebook, we burned down all of Silicon Valley, but you suckers in it too.
We don't know.
I don't know. Donnie knows. This is Donnie Brasco when he was pretending to be a mob guy. This is how he learned to talk. Forget about it. He should have just said, forget about it at the end. Yeah. This is bananas. That this actually happened and that liberal kooks are still like, it's just hilarious. You're such buffoons. Now, why do they keep doing this? Spectacular. It's long, but it's worth your time. It explains how liberals move from the Russia hoax to pressuring the private sector. This is worth your time. The piece is in the newsletter today. It's called How the FBI Hacked Twitter by Lee Smith. It's a great, it's long. I'm not going to go through all of it, but kind of the crescendo of the whole thing where he sums it up is in this one paragraph about how the Russiagate hoax, in other words, Donald Trump hacked the election with Vladimir Putin or stole the election, right? Which was obviously a stupid hoax. How the media's willingness, the Mara Gays and the Brandy Zadrajis in the world to go along with an obviously BS narrative that there was a PP tape out there, how that set the platform for this entire censorship space. Here, let me just read this. This is an important part. Listen to this. Smith says the public-private sector merger, talking about Facebook, Twitter, and the government, worked only because as a unifying myth for the U.S. elite, if not as a legal or political maneuver, Russiagate was a great success. In other words, the Russia hoax was a huge success. We think, oh, we exposed them. They don't care. He says if there were any fears of how news of the FBI spying operation on the Trump campaign might be received by the press, civil rights activists, and the left, the reception to Russiagate dispelled those concerns. The media offered itself up as a platform for information operations and published illegal leaks of classified information, while the rest of the ruling class promoted a conspiracy theory and celebrated the assault on the constitutional rights of their fellow Americans as a success story. You know, I told you over and over that we had to expose it because you have to get to the truth. And hopefully, eventually, there will be at some point accountability. I don't think it's going to happen, but hopefully there will be. But Lee Smith's point is a brilliant, sage one. You should take to heart. This was a massive success for them. They told everyone there was a PP tape, a ridiculous, absurd story only a moron would believe. The media, instead of questioning it, celebrated it. When the story was exposed, they hid it, and then they exposed classified leaks to make sure the story kept going so they could get a special counsel. Now you're wondering why the government feels free of media oversight to collude with private companies to censor conservative voices like Tommy Lahren and Tucker Carlson? Because no one's going to expose them. And Russiagate proved that. Now do you see why it's so important these conservatives up in the House held the line on this and started a new day rather than repeating the same old tricks? I hope it all makes sense now. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. Please subscribe to the podcast. We had a little bit of a rough month in December. I always tell you the good news, but the bad news is because I had to take a little vacation because of some medical stuff. We didn't have a lot of episodes. So if you could help us out by subscribing, it is free. We deeply appreciate it. Up to you, obviously, of course. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, if you can, and then Rumble at rumble.com/Bongino. We had a great month on Rumble, so we really appreciate that. I will see you all back here tomorrow.
You just heard Dan Bongino.